Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. The Donegal branch of the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association, in conjunction with the Donegal Quality Beef Producers Group, is hosting a meeting in the Mount Errigal Hotel, Letterkenny, tomorrow, Friday, at 8 o'clock, on the subject of Brexit, where to now? Well, it's a topic that we've heard so much about in the recent weeks. We're going to hear so much more. To tell me a little bit about the meeting and what we can look forward to, I've been speaking to Malcolm Thompson, the Donegal chairman of the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association. Malcolm, you're hosting this meeting, and when you look at the lineup of speakers, it looks to be that plenty of interest is going to be there.
Yes, we certainly have a good lineup of speakers, and indeed some others that are not yet added to the list. We do hope to have them with us. They do represent a group of people who should know what they're talking about. Whether they do or not remains to be seen, but we're all there to learn and to see what we can glean from the various aspects of Brexit and what they have to tell us, and see if we can become a little bit wiser than we are at the moment.
Now, one name probably stands out. He may not be a household name, but Stuart Agnew is coming over. Now, he's the UKIP spokesman on agriculture. He's an MEP, and obviously because of his party affiliations, he has his doubts about Europe and particularly farming. But he's from East Anglia and a strong farming region, so his views will be very interesting.
Yes, his views will be interesting. He's the spokesperson for UKIP, and you know, some people may feel that UKIP, their views may be a way out, but I think it's important that you look at all points of view and all aspects, and I think you can learn more by seeing a diverse range of views than by listening to the same views trotted out by different people all the time.
And I suppose the fact of the matter is, in Ireland, pretty much every farmer would be pro-European and pro the EU, and yet maybe we don't see the other side. So again, he may throw out some things that maybe people haven't thought of before.
He may indeed, and you say that, you know, that every farmer is pro-European, pro the European Union, but I think we have a kind of, as farmers, we have a sort of a love-hate relationship with Europe. We criticise Europe quite frequently for some of the crazy ideas that they introduce into farming, such as you can only spread slurry on certain days, and you know, it might be raining when you're allowed to spread slurry, excuse me, and you may have good weather and you're not allowed to spread slurry. This farming by date is something which is totally unacceptable to farmers. A lot of other bureaucratic measures that we find very unacceptable. So there is a kind of a love-hate relationship with Europe amongst the farming community.
And the fact that he's an MEP, he's going to be able to bring to this meeting a wide knowledge, and he probably, as much as anyone, knows about all the bureaucracy that goes on.
Well, he probably does, and indeed we have, you know, we'll have a couple or three MEPs, which is very good. So we hopefully we'll have a variety and diversity of views, and we can all learn from that. But he comes with a farming background. He should be interesting. Some of his views would not be widely accepted by many people, but I think that makes it all the more interesting and all the more fun to see what he has to say.
Also coming, Luke Ming Flanagan, MEP for this big region that we're in, Ireland Northwest. He's from Roscommon, so a lot of the difficulties and the challenges facing Roscommon farmers, not too dissimilar to farmers up here. And again, his views, maybe not always sort of the straightforward down the middle line. He may have some alternative views.
Well, I have met Ming many, many years ago, and yes, I have to agree that my first impression was slightly different than it is at the moment. But I have heard Ming speaking at a number of meetings, and I have to say that I am very impressed with his level of intellect, and I think that he's a hugely intelligent guy, very interesting speaker, and very worthwhile to listen to what he has to say.
Also coming is the ICSA president, Patrick Kent.
Yes, Paddy's coming up as well. He's looking forward to the long trip from County Wexford, and he'll be there. And certainly we're looking forward to having Paddy in Donegal once again. And, you know, it's good that he gets the opportunity to get round the country and meet all the various people who make up ICSA, and that they get to know him and he gets to know them.
The format for the meeting, I take it each speaker will go up and make a presentation for a few minutes, and then there'll be time for discussion and questions afterwards?
That's right. We'd hope to limit the speakers so that there'll be no boring, long speeches. And as you know, in Donegal, we run a very strict chairmanship of the meetings. And after the speakers have spoken, we will give the audience plenty of time to ask questions and to participate and to bring their own particular concerns to the attention of the panel, and let's get some answers.
So it's a bit of a coup for all involved to be getting the likes of Stuart Agnew over for this. Where did the idea stem from to hold a meeting such as this?
Well, we felt that Brexit was a very topical issue. We felt that we're hearing a lot of our politicians talking, and perhaps talking in an aspirational way rather than an effectual way. For example, we had our Taoiseach say today that there will be definitely no hard border, and he seemed to be supported in that by the Prime Minister of the UK, Mrs. May. Now, one would ask the question, is have they between them got the right to say that, or will it be Angela Merkel who will decide whether we have a hard border or not? I don't know the answer to that question, but I think that it may be a question that will be worthwhile asking at the meeting. Will someone else outside this country take that decision for us? And should we agree with it? Should we go down the road, or should our Taoiseach not be putting very hard and fast rules there that we don't have a hard border, or else?
It's important for Paddy Kent to get the views of people on the ground, and here we are in a border region, so no doubt he'll be particularly interested to hear from people on the floor.
He will be interested to hear from people on the floor, and indeed I've been in touch today with friends from County Monaghan and friends from County Louth, and they are intending to travel to this meeting, and they of course too are in border areas, and they will find it's particularly of interest to them. So that not alone do we have Donegal, but we have Monaghan, and we'll have County Louth, and we'll have people from County Cavan and all along the border. So it's interesting. Yes, in this part of the world, we have a particular interest in Brexit. I think that can't be denied.
And at this stage, do you know what other TDs and local councillors may be there?
Yes, well, we're hoping to have a representative from Sinn Féin, hopefully an MEP, and they're having a little bit of difficulty with holiday arrangements, but we're hoping to have an MEP from Sinn Féin. We're hoping to have someone from Fianna Fáil, and hopefully someone from Fine Gael as well.
And just a word on the Donegal Quality Beef Producers Group, because it's involved in this hosting this meeting.
Yeah, the Donegal Quality Beef Producers Group was formed many years ago. It's formed as a separate organisation, but as closely linked with the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association. And what we are involved in is we have a cattle coordinator who looks for the best price for our cattle, advises the farmers where that price is available. He organises transport for the cattle, and indeed provides a very, very useful service for farmers in selling cattle. We also have a purchasing group for diesel, and we try to get the diesel at the best possible price using sort of the group technology that we're able to give bigger orders to the oil companies, and that works very well too. So the Quality Beef Group has been very successful over the years, and I suppose a lot of thanks has to go to the cattle coordinator, Austin Stevenson, who does all that hard work for us.
Perhaps ironically, in light of that, the quality cattle that Donegal traditionally would have produced, in some senses it's been phased out a little bit at the moment. Changes there, and that's leading to concerns.
It is. The beef industry have more or less concentrated their efforts in recent days on buying what we would call the byproduct from the dairy industry. And we're not too happy about that, but we believe that the beef industry will find out at their cost that concentrating on buying these lesser quality animals, that it won't pay them as well. We're not saying that the beef is any less nutritious or any less tasty, but I've read an article recently which suggested that U-grade cattle, that would be our Charlies and Limousines and the beef breeds, that they should be paid approximately 95 cents a kilo more simply because of the amount of meat that is on the carcass per kilo compared with the other breeds of cattle from the milk herd.
And finally, just to remind people again, this meeting in the Manjerrigal Hotel Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Well, that is correct. And I would also like to say, if I could, that not alone is this meeting aimed at farmers, but we are aiming this meeting at the business community, because we realise that in this area we have a responsibility towards everyone. That includes the business community who want to find out about Brexit. And we would very much welcome business people coming along and asking their questions and participating side by side with the farmers. And I think that would be good for all of us, for both the farmers and the business people, to get to know each other and to cooperate with each other.
Malcolm Thompson there, the ICSA Donegal chairman. Just time to give you the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers €3.80 to €3.85 a kilo. Heifers €3.90 to €3.95 a kilo. O-grade bulls making €3.70. U-grade €4 a kilo. And cows, O-grade €3 a kilo. R-grade €3.20 a kilo. Sheep prices: a spring lamb €5 to €5.10 a kilo to 22 kilos. Heavier ewes €2.60 to €2.70 a kilo. Lighter fleshier ewes €3 a kilo. And finally, a new world record in sheep shearing has been set by Matt Smith of New Zealand after he sheared 731 sheep in 9 hours. Smith broke the previous 9-hour sheep shearing record of 721, which was set by Rodney Sutton in 2007. Well, that's it for this evening's programme. From me, Chris Ashmore, many thanks for listening. Until next week, goodbye.